Hi, guys. It's Sarah from editing, and I just wanted to give you guys a bit of an update before we jump into today's episode. For some of you who've noticed, our release cadence has been a little off, and that is 100% my fault. Let Joe keep his squeaky clean record. It's me, Sarah, holding up, being lazy with editing. And so kind of to give me more time for this, we are going to be shifting our release date for episodes from Wednesdays to Fridays. From now on, you should expect to see our regular episodes dropping on Fridays. I appreciate everyone's patience while we get this new cadence going, and can't wait to talk about some anime with Joe to you guys here. Cue episode. Hello, everyone. It's Sarah and Joe here, greeting you to another episode of your favorite anime podcast, Shoujo, where we cover shoujo anime series. You guys know the deal, Shoujo, Shoujo. And that shoujo being My Happy Marriage, episode 7 and 8 today. And before we jump into that, we're going to catch up. Because we're friends. We don't just pretend to be friends. Even though it may seem like that because we only talk when we do the podcast. But that's because this podcast is just so fun. And we get
this
to
is an extended bit. We're not actually friends. We just say this. We just put it in there. Because we want people to think it. Not true.
My friend Joe, what are you? You've got exciting things in store for you that will be of interest to our listeners. The trip of your life.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Japan in like 2 days from now. But so when you listen to this, it's probably going to be closer to I'm already there.
So exciting. I'm so jealous.
Yep, that is my first time ever going, so that'll be fun. Maybe I'm having a good time. Maybe I'm not having a good time. Who knows? Anything could be happening.
There's no way you can't be having a good time.
I could. I am known for being not a good person, like not good at taking vacation.
Well, are you going to be, are you like a, from my experience of having you in a city where you grew up, I was like, feel like I wasn't entertaining enough. So are you like, I want to be doing something constantly, no time for no napping on this trip?
No, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm kind of like cool with just like hanging out, and everyone wants to like rush and do everything, and I'm like, oh, you know, we could hit this today, we could hit this tomorrow. I don't, I'm just like spending time with people and doing stuff. Aww. And being like, wow, look at this. So like, I'm not bad to go on vacation with. I am just not. Yeah. I didn't plan anything really.
I think Japan is cool, and I think you'll just enjoy being there. That you don't want to be obligated to do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
super did not plan my days out except for what city I'd be in, and
I need to just make sure I go to a fabric store. I feel like I should go to a fabric store. I hear that they have good fabric.
Look up. I feel like there's so many restaurants. I don't know. It just seems like, not that I saw all there was to see, but there's so much. There's so many like retail stores. I feel like I didn't see fabric. Well, that's not true. I did buy a cat banner, just like a bunch of cats little banner. Oh, I bet it's going to be so, everything's going to be so affordable and tasty. And
yeah. I might buy a bunch of stuff, or I might like, I'm going to like have all the space to buy stuff, and then I'm just going to not do it. Who knows? You never really know with me. I tend to forget to do things.
Well, if you have a bunch of hobbies, but you also incorporate friendship into a lot of them. And so you're going to prioritize the ones that depend on other people for you to do it than the ones where you're just doing it for your own sake.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my big thing.
Cat.
I feel like I haven't done anything else besides that. Feels crap. Like it is absorbing my entire life.
Yeah, well, you're gonna be gone for a while, so makes sense.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you?
I let's see. Been working out more. I've been like consecutive day working out, like every day working out for the past like two and a half weeks. I've been like, girl, do you know? I don't want you muting my mic. You're gonna mess everything up.
Cat attack.
I just been like restless, like being at home. So like I've been wanting to get out of my house. And so working out is a chance to like at least see other people, even if I'm not interacting with them. It's like, yeah. So I'm kind of like, I don't want to just sit at home. Cause the games I bought, like I bought Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines 2. That game just is not very good. It's like not compelling me to play it. So it's not like, and I have Love Island to watch in the morning. Oh, I did start watching Alien Earth, the show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm quite liking it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I did not enjoy it as much.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, I'm into it. It's I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. More excitingly, Mighty Nein comes out this week. It comes out on Wednesday, the day we drop this. And that is by Critical Role, who does Vox Machina. It's like another campaign of theirs that they've done that's being animated. So I'm excited for that.
Cool.
Let's see. And then...
Oh, I just reminded me of something that I had to... What? That I did. Oh, I played more KOTOR 2.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed up too late playing KOTOR 2. Yeah, I got a new guy on the team. And I guess I also have another chick on the team. I don't remember their names.
Mira?
What?
Mira?
Well,
what planet did you go to?
The first one. I got the guy with the arm.
The arm? Oh, what?
Yeah, the like mechanic the dude.
And oh, then I got the... Yep. Okay. With the little like... It's got the little...
the little bot following
droid,
around.
That floating one. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So I got him. Nice. He's cool. I like him. And then I got the like chick who's there to spy on me.
The Mira Luka. The blind one. Nope.
You're spoiling things for me. No, I don't know. It's like, hey, I'm like one of the, she doesn't have a name. She has like a title. She's the last.
Oh, she's the white lady.
Yeah,
okay.
The white
I played
one.
As a woman and she doesn't join you if you're a chick. So I didn't have.
Oh,
her.
Really?
Who did I get? And who do I get instead of that? Disciple?
That's weird.
Yeah, I didn't get her. I see. The all white one of the lady.
Yeah.
Who's super skeptical of you.
Yeah, the one who's weird and off-putting, and I'm like, yeah, you go to this cargo bay, stay there.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So it's coming along. I'll make some progress when I get back, maybe.
Or on your flight?
No, I can't play it. I can't. I have to play it on my computer.
Oh.
I can't play it on my Steam Deck because I installed so many mods to get it to run.
Oh, right. Right.
So.
I guess one time where the Switch is a better option.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Playing it on the computer. Yeah. I got to spend all my time on the flights reading my book club books.
Oh, yeah. True. Well, okay. I'm just, you have the time of your life. Okay. We all can't wait to hear when you get back.
Yep.
I guess when people hear this episode, though, you'll probably already be back. Because we're like a delayed episode. Like we still have. Or no, you'll
no.
still be, or maybe you'll
still
just
be
getting back, or oh, you'll still be there. Okay.
Yep.
So right now, as everyone's listening, you are living the dream, being in Japan.
Yeah, living the dream.
Sorry if I'm putting so much pressure on it. You're gonna be like, "What was Sarah?"
You're gonna like expect this big story when I come back, and I'm gonna be like, "I'm tired. I walked around a lot."
I just so many fond memories. Like, oh my god, if you guys are going to Kyoto,
yeah,
are you gonna do the like long ass walk up the shrine with the gates, the Torii gate thing?
I have no
idea.
The
never ending uphill walk that I barely made it through.
Maybe
at the bottom they have these food stalls, and there's one where they like would drill mush up. Basically make orange juice out of an orange, like within the orange itself, like the peel, and then put a straw in it and you drink it. It's the best thing I've ever had.
Oh, that's cool.
See that. Try that. Yeah. It was so good.
Okay. Maybe I'm doing that right now.
Maybe.
As you're listening.
Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But yep. That's my big thing.
Oh, okay.
That does mean, we should probably say, it does mean that one episode, you'll be hearing a bonus episode probably after this. So we'll miss a week. So we probably won't have it next week, or we didn't have it in the previous week, and I'm telling you, and it doesn't matter.
Look forward to it, or if you didn't listen to it, listen to it.
Yeah, instead you'll get a bonus episode where we talked about Lady Oscar, the movie.
Which is a wild watch.
That's a movie.
It's on YouTube for free, so might as well.
That's true. You could just watch it. Nothing's stopping you.
Watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even better if you haven't watched it at all, because it's super will stand on its own without any additional context.
Just like every Rose of Versailles thing. Stands on its own.
That's true. No. Yeah. Well, I guess, do we want to get
into the show?
I would. Two right. episodes, so we can really deep dive.
Yes, we only did two episodes this time because this is a dense show, it turns out. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. But first, I'm going to start off by talking about voice actors. We have two pretty heavy hitters, I feel like, in the voice acting department, at least in my opinion. The voice actress for Yurie is Oko Kuwashima, and she is the voice of Shinsuke in Gintama, which I've never seen, but it had like a million credits to it. She's Scarlet in Space Dandy. She is Stevia in Armored Trooper Vadum's Phantom Arc and Alone Again, which I like. She's Mari Wataya, which is Arata's dad in Chihaya Furu, a show that we watched.
Mom.
Yep. She's Kie Kamado, who I think is Tanjiro's mom in Demon Slayer.
Okay. It's a Demon Slayer, and I don't know what that is, but. Okay.
Get distracted by every typo.
She doesn't get to say much in that show, but nope. I definitely know this next one.
She's Claire in Claymore. Who's that?
She is the main character in Claymore, which is a young lady, so it's interesting that she's playing an old lady in this show.
Well, she's been around for a long time
in that show. Yeah.
She is the voice of Soithon in Bleach, one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's the voice of Songo in Inuyasha just the whole time.
Love Songo.
We love Songo. Also cool.
Yeah.
And she's the voice of Medusa in Soul Eater, which is great. Yep. I love all of them.
Yes. Yep. So she.
Good stuff there. She has like a lot of credits. She does like a lot of stuff. Long time voice actress. So a new character is going to show up. Hazuki. She is voiced by Yoko Hikasa, who is Ria's Gremory in High School DxD, which is the red haired chick, and that's like a show with a bunch of boobs in it, I think. I don't know. It was like their top rated thing. Yeah. It's like the most popular one on my anime list. So I put it on there. She's Mio Akiyama in K-On. I've never seen K-On.
I haven't either. It's like the cute girls who are in a band or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's like the band Moe thing that people like. She's Freya in Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, my trash show I like.
The black haired goddess he lives with, or is that somebody?
No,
else?
That's Hestia.
Okay.
This is like kind of the antagonist of the show.
Ooh, okay.
Freya. She's Kyoko Kitagiri in Danganronpa, that series, which I like. She's the one that's a detective-y. She's Yu Asakura in Shaman King, which I think is the main kid.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
She's Diana Cavendish in Little Witch Academia, which is like the stuffy rival. Okay. And she's Utahime in JJK.
I will say one of the things I tried to do is be like, oh, I'm going to try and rewatch. I like truly just don't like that show. I just tried to watch like an episode in season one because I was like, oh, all the animation looks nice in season two. But I was like, this is just not it. This is not doing it for me.
JJK.
At all. Yeah, no.
Yep, I read the manga and was very disappointed by it, so...
Meh.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this episode title. I didn't pick up the name.
Yeah. Anyway, the two episodes. Episode 7, Season 1 of My Happy Marriage is called Glamorous Lady of Summer. We open on Mio asking if her family died in the fire, and Kyoka's like, no. And she's like, oh, that's good. I thought my whole family died. But he does say that the house totally burned down, and she requests to go see it as the OP plays. They drive to the burned down estate. It's been totally destroyed, and Mio is shocked to see how bad it is. it's like totally gone.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people probably lost their jobs that worked at that estate. It's probably like talk of the town.
Oh yeah.
Wild stuff.
Yep. Kyoka explains that Mio's parents moved to their vacation home and are pretty much financially ruined by their house burning down. Koji's dad is mostly to blame, but no one's going to get arrested. But his dad was forced out of the family, so Koji's brother is now, like, formally in charge of all of the estate and stuff like that. And he also mentions that they answer to the kudos now, which I don't know what that means. Like, the mob? What is this?
Sounds like they're retainers or something. It just sounds like they're, I don't know, kind of, like, under or his watchful eye now. I don't know. Keep him on track.
It's like, again, I'm watching The Sopranos, so it feels like that.
Scot-free. Or it's like off scene consequences or like off screen consequences. It's like, I guess I'll take your word for it that they're ruined. But
I
maybe
guess. Well, her family,
again.
I mean, I can tell that they're ruined, but like Koji's dad, yeah. It's like, yeah, he's gone. I don't know what he's doing. Who cares? Even though it's like literally his fault for everything.
Yeah.
Kaya has a job now in a workhouse, and we cut to her packing her things, and Koji comes to talk to her, and he tries to be optimistic, saying it's their chance to start over, but Kaya is not having it.
Does it seem like the show's gonna end up with them, like, being together and liking each other, and her shitty sister gets redemption?
Dude, she's only, like, 16, so, you know, she has time to grow up. But also,
guess.
Like, did they get married? Like, why are they still acting like they're a couple?
They didn't get married, Yeah, I think he could totally just bail now.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to hold you to it.
Weird. Mio and Kyoka go to Mio's mother's tree stump, and Mio tells Kyoka about it. But when she touches the stump, something magical happens, and the stump collapses into ash and floats away.
Yep.
Something magical. It's like a nice scene, I guess. I mean, it seems like it's sad, but everyone's like accepting and moving on, I guess. Like, you don't need to be weighed down by your dead mom anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
closure.
I guess no reason to return to the property. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good, I guess.
Yeah.
But also something clearly magical happened.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mio get her powers?
Maybe the last remnants of her mom was like left in the stump and then returned to her now that she was ready or something.
Maybe. These powers I bestow to you once you burn down the house. But Mio says that things just kind of went that way. It's not your fault, but it's okay. I don't like my family that much. They start to leave, and Kyoka says that her family probably wouldn't attend the wedding now. And then they talk about how Kyoka's family, like, is going to be at the wedding, so Mio's going to have to meet them now. And he reaffirms his desire to marry her.
Marriage or engagement party, I think, is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
As far as, like, what they were thinking they were planning. But
she's going to meet them immediately.
I don't think your family's going to go there.
Pretty unlikely.
That's a safe bet.
Yep. On the way out, they run into Koji. He thanks Kyoka for helping him out and asks to speak to Mio. They talk, and Mio thanks him for helping to facilitate her rescue. And Koji tells her that he's leaving to go to Kyoto. He's going to train his magical powers at the magical power school in Kyoto, I guess.
Okay, because they just refer to it as the capital. And I'm like, at the time, what was the capital? I thought it was like, wasn't Tokyo used to be Edo or Edo, and Edo is what used to be the capital? Or what's the capital of Japan now?
I think Tokyo is the capital.
Oh, is it? I thought it used to be.
Kyoto used to be the capital, or like where the emperor was, but then they moved. But I don't know what time period they moved. I think they live in Tokyo, and he's going to Kyoto. He's going to the old capital, is what he said.
Okay.
That's how I interpreted it. I may have it backwards. I don't know. I don't know timelines.
Not important.
Anyway, he's going to go train his magical powers. Maybe he'll come back in season 3 with better magical powers.
Maybe. Going to be a stud and an actual love rival at that point, even though they'll super be married by then.
What if he just comes back and he's buff? Like, really buff. Like, he's just jacked.
I don't see it. Maybe his brother is going to be evil, and so he comes back to super take over the family.
Oh, finally.
Because everybody's a bad egg but him.
His whole family is just a problem.
Yep.
Koji brings up what he said to her before before she was forced to leave, about how he wanted to spend, you know, time together with her forever, like the old days. You know, he's shooting his shot, but Mio pretends not to remember.
I liked this.
Yeah, this was
like
nice.
Her weaponized not incompetence, but like, I don't know. I like this move. It was a boss move to be like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's a good way of like
I'm deflecting into my new dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
like a subtle way to let him off easy, you know, without rich full blown rejecting him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's tactful. Mm-hmm, So this ends things with him. He's sad for a moment, but accepts it and leaves. Goodbye, Koji.
Bye bye.
Back at home, Mio and Kyoka sign an engagement document declaring them formally engaged. Wow. Marriage is sure used to have a lot of steps in it.
Well, it seemed like it was like they were going to have an engagement party, but then basically his family wasn't going to come. So they just did it. So like, why not? Why won't the family come? What up with the family? Tell us more. We get a little bit, but.
Well, some of the family's showing up because later a woman shows up wearing a very Western looking outfit. Mio greets her at the door, and the woman introduces herself as Hazuki Kudo, Kyoka's older sister, family member number one.
Mm-hmm. Very different character than her brother.
Oh, yeah.
Disposition.
Like a person who knows how to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person who's ever enjoyed anything in their life.
That's right.
We get a flashback of a scene where Mio tells Kyoka that she wants some formal etiquette training because she doesn't know how to be a lady. Kyoka is surprised by the request, but says it's fine if she wants to do it. He even knows someone who'd be really good at it, and he tells her to stop being so formal also with him.
Learn to be a lady, but also don't act like a lady to me.
Yeah, but like, you don't got to do that with me. We're supposed to be like chill.
See, right? This is what you were hoping for, that he's not going to be expecting her to just, you know, face to the ground every time he walks into a room.
No, it's good. I'm glad that he doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. No, it's good. I like these episodes. I like Kyoka more.
Yeah. Yeah, these were
good. Right. Well, so it turns out his sister was the recommended teacher. Mio and Hazuki hang out and talk for a bit. After a while, Yurei comes in and she catches up with Hazuki. Hazuki is way more casual and outspoken than anybody else we've seen in the show thus far. And she makes a big impression on everyone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yurei says it's been like years since they last saw each other. Why not go hang out with your brother more than that?
I don't know. Why do you think he lives in the woods by himself?
Doesn't want anyone to come visit.
Yeah, it's probably not because he's super close with his family.
They probably see each other at events and stuff. But
that's true.
I guess Yurie isn't coming along for all of those probably. So probably it's been a while since. Well, she didn't come and meet any of his previous fiancés either.
I don't think so.
Like, I guess maybe none of his family ever met. It seems so sketchy to be like, this guy just keeps having these girls live in his house without any super formalized thing. I don't. Yeah.
Well, anyway. It's sketchy until you remember that they live in his house and he doesn't like them.
Yeah.
And he's constantly trying to throw them out.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kyoka comes in and Hazuki teases him. They discuss her teaching Mio etiquette, and Hazuki seems pretty enthusiastic to do it. They all go look at flowers in the garden. Hazuki asks Mio if she has a favorite flower, but Mio doesn't really know anything about flowers. But she does see a tiny blue flower, and Hazuki says that that's a day flower. It's a weed that blooms only for one day. And then she's like, hey, women are kind of like flowers, right? But I need you to bloom for more than one day. Ha ha ha. Are women like flowers?
I don't know. I don't
are
like
they?
Flowers. No, I don't dislike flowers. I just don't want to be given flowers.
Oh, you don't want to manage flowers.
No, I did like learning about a flower. I'm like, maybe I'd be into some anime about like flower arrangement or something.
Yeah.
Learn the meaning of flowers. Yeah.
That's fun.
Uh-huh.
Later, Hazuki and Mio get to work while Kyoka meanders around the door to listen in. Mio thanks Hazuki for helping her out, and Mio is like, gosh, aren't you just the cutest thing? And then she tells Kyoka through the door that she should let Mio stay with her, and he's like, hell no.
That sounds fun.
Hazuki sets a goal.
Sleepover.
Yeah.
Let her do it.
Let her do it. No.
No, she'll get abducted again. Has to stay with this. You think his sister has magic powers?
I don't know. This it never comes up in these two episodes, but it could be.
Maybe. Surely she's a badass too.
That would be cool. I want to see her shoot an ice blast.
Yeah.
Hazuki sets a goal for Mio to be ready for a party that they're all going to go to in 2 weeks. She's like, the Kudos are invited, but it's pretty casual, so it'll be like a good test for you. And Kyoka agrees, and Mio says that she'll do it, even though she's not that confident. That's going to be
like in
party
2 months.
Yeah.
2 months. So that's quite in advance. I guess they probably I don't know, carrier pigeon or whatever, gotta get their stuff way in advance.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is like a fancy party for rich assholes, so you know that they gotta plan that stuff in advance, because it's like, gotta rent the whole Hilton hotel downstairs or some bullshit.
Yep. Gotta find parking downtown, as we learned. It's tough.
Yeah. Hisuki leaves for the day, and Mio studies her notes. In the night, Kyoko wakes up after sensing a gift user nearby. He goes to Mio and finds her having another magically induced nightmare. He comforts her, but doesn't wake her up. So, but, you know, she seems to do a little bit of a little bit better. He wonders.
Together.
They don't. Got to wait till marriage.
Boo.
He wonders who's doing this. His magical barrier is still up, so it has to be some kind of long-range attack or something. So what's going on there? In the woods, we see a bunch of hooded figures doing some kind of ritual around a giant boulder. Eventually, the ritual causes the boulder to explode, and from it emerges several ashy zombies like the one Mio saw in her dreams a couple episodes ago. Mm. It's the grotesqueries. We cut to Kyoka, who had a work meeting with his boss, General Okaito. Apparently, the Emperor has had some kind of revelation and they gotta do something about it, and Kyoka needs to come along. Also, they got a report that someone has unsealed the grave, and we cut away to Glasses Guy, who says he's coming for Mio as we cut to credits.
Yeah, Glasses Guy, minion of the Emperor, if I remember correctly.
Yep. The old ass Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So
I liked this episode. I don't know if I was like hissy in a bad mood when I was, or if I just truly dislike. I'm feeling more positive on the show right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, is it because of the magic subplot?
Maybe. Giving some intrigue. Learning to walk in a dress, happy, da da da, and then like super serious like attacks, and I'm waiting for the two to interconnect.
Yeah, it's very like the juxtaposition is really funny, because it's like the A plot. Mio learns about flowers and is going to learn how to use like a fork and knife and stuff for preparation for this party she's going to. B plot. The grave has been unsealed and zombies are possibly going to attack the Capitol.
Yeah, bad stuff.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But we'll see.
We're on episode 8. There's like 4 more episodes after this.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I mean, we have another season and they're going to make a season 3. So there's going to be way more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do we like Hisuki? Her introduction here.
Yeah, she's cool. I want her to have magic powers. That's my biggest ask. She's gotta.
No, she's
gotta. Unless it's some like, or we learn and his dad super sucks and he's like, you're the man of the house. You're going to learn. Oh, Hisuki, you're my daughter. Maybe you could have been cool too, but you're a woman, so you gotta go do. Well, we learned that she was engaged and then it like was broken off or something. I wonder if we'll learn more about that.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like we've been like, we're like saturated with shitty dads. I feel like we need to have one dad that's good. You think a single father in this show won't suck?
Maybe them, if they have a kid at some point, maybe he'll be a good dad.
Maybe.
That's it.
But yeah. I like
this.
It's not
a world of happy fathers.
I like Hisuki. She's kind of like what we've been missing in terms of like the girlfriend character. You know what I mean? Like the friend of the main character who's like much more
wing woman,
has much more presence,
hype woman. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good. Rounds out the cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bold lady. We like it.
Yeah.
What a gorgeous. No. What was it? Glamorous lady of summer, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That she is.
Yep. How'd you like her outfit? Her dress?
At first, when they introduced, they just show her ankles, and I thought it was a lot shorter than it ended up being. And I thought Mia was going to be, like, scandalized by seeing her ankles.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Unfazed. I guess Western clothes are the norm now.
Eh, people got them. Not enough of the norm to like just know how to move around in them, though, as we'll find out in episode 8.
For real.
Episode 8 is called Nightmares and Ominous Savages. We open on Kyoka giving us some exposition on the grave. It's where gift users are buried and also a gathering point for vengeful supernatural spirits. But it was unclear to me if those supernatural spirits are the gift users that are dead or what.
That's what I was assuming it was. Like, maybe gifted users are more likely to become vengeful spirits. And so, and by being gift users, the spirits are more dangerous for them than they would be a normal person's grave.
I think so. I don't know. The nature of grotesqueries are not really explained yet, but anyway, nope. They're all supposed to stay sealed away at the grave. It sure would be bad if somebody opened it up and caused all of them to escape.
Indeed, it would be.
That sure would suck. We jump to Kyoka and Akaito walking together and talking about the Emperor Takahito, who apparently also has magical powers, but he isn't the Emperor yet, so his powers aren't at 100%, because I guess the divine right to rule is real. And the Emperor has magical powers that are tied to his literal position as Emperor. Having the throne.
It's a very pretty. Well, what are you if you're like, you're not, are you the prince? And then you become the Emperor? Is prince just...
I think it's prince, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess the prince. He's very pretty.
He's very pretty. I am still confused about, like, so being the Emperor is what gives you the magical powers. Like, it's tied to your position in the family.
It's some kind of like rite of passage thing that they only are allowed to complete once they earn the title. So it might not be the role, but like the access granted to certain like family secret to unlocking your full potential or
maybe something. I'm interested to see how this works, because I mean, again, it is positioning. Well, if not one, the Emperor is the Emperor because he has magical powers. Two, there can only be one Emperor that has full magical powers? No, I don't know. But we'll see how that plays out. That's just like a weird dynamic. It makes me wonder about like the other family stuff. Like, because like when Koji leaves last episode, it feels like he can just go train and get better. But like, I don't think Takahito could train and get better. I think he has to wait for the Emperor to die.
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily a show that's going to super deep dive into the world building of this, like a full-blown dedicated show about magic would, but we'll see how they handle it. Oh, I've got the hiccups now. Cool.
Dang. They run into Tatsuishi, Koji's older brother. Kyoka chastises him for his clothing because he doesn't have a military uniform, so he's just dressed like a guy. He has like a big tiger on the back of his like kimono. It's
a very flashy kimono.
Yes, it's like absurd. They go to see Takahito as the OP plays. We jump back into the meeting and Tatsuishi apologizes for his family drama and commits himself to the Imperial family. Then they get to Takahito's vision and he predicts a battle with high stakes is coming. And this guy looks weird.
Oh, the
Takahito? Prince? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like eye shadow and
like huge eyes
or something.
He looks more cartoony than everybody else.
He's very young.
Yes.
But we know his dad be scheming.
That's true. The old emperor ain't going down.
But do we think he's scheming to have Mio as like trying to get her to marry his son? So it's like, because it seems like it's everybody's after her and the only way to have her is through marriage. So you think the emperor's trying to get her to marry this guy?
I don't know, because like, so her family power, the Asuba, is like mind control, not mind control, but like influencing, reading people's mind, that kind of thing, right? Which has like a lot of uses. Does for sure. Seem. But the Emperor's Andy power is like seeing the future. It feels like you shouldn't be allowed to do both those things.
Oh, what, within one household?
Yeah, maybe that's why. I don't know.
That does. Well, maybe he saw something really bad and he needs her powers to stop it.
Maybe.
Or probably for more nefarious reasons than trying to help people.
That's true. He did seem kind of evil. And Glasses Guy also seems kind of evil. The meeting ends and Takahito calls Kyoka back to ask about his engagement. And he tells Kyoka that things are going to be difficult for him, but it'll be all right. Which makes it seem like he knows that he's engaged to Mio.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it seemed like he knew that somebody was trying to come get Mio.
Yeah.
Like, it was part of his vision was that that was going to be the whole thing he had to deal with.
I don't know. We cut to Mio wearing a Western style dress, and Hazuki is here and they're preparing Mio for the party. How do we like her dress? It's blue.
The dress is fine. I don't like her hair in the ponytail.
Hair in the ponytail.
I like it with the low side bun thing she normally does. I think that's my favorite way. The way that she wore her hair originally, I think it suits her well. But not just a plain ponytail.
Yeah, it's fun.
What'd you think?
I thought it was fine. It looks very much like a dress I have seen in like movies or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not too flashy.
It's just
her,
a practice
so
dress.
Good.
So
that's true.
Yeah. Well, she wore the light blue kimono the other day. So
yeah, it's just still matches her
color
bag
of hers or something. Mm-hmm.
Hazuki tries to get Mio to smile, but she sucks at smiling, just like me whenever I take pictures. I totally understand. Hazuki tells a funny story about Kyoka and gets Mio to laugh. They practice walking in a dress because it's different than walking in a kimono. Was she wearing heels? Is that why?
No, I think they're just walking indoors barefoot, but
okay.
I'm assuming it's just that, like, with a kimono, it's very like probably small shuffling steps versus
right.
a dress is more free flowing. So your gait is going to be like more spread out.
She can lengthen maybe. Her stride.
Yeah. Well, and kimonos, or at least according to Chihaya Furu, they like naturally improve your posture. So maybe it's like without the fabric structure, she needs to be in practice of sitting properly without the reinforcement of fabric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe.
We get a montage of Mio learning things like using a fork and knife. Kyoka thinks about the Asuba family. They can read minds and enter other people's dreams, apparently. Kind of like what's happening to Mio, but that's weird. She's the only Asuba. Who else could be doing that?
Is she? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but is she? Dun, dun, dun. Later, Mio and Hazuki talk to each other, and Hazuki asks Mio to stop using formal honorifics with her. She's like, you can just call me by my name. They're going to be family. You should call me Big Sister or Sister. But Mio thinks about her actual sister that she called Sister and is like, maybe I'm just going to call you by your first name instead. She's like, yeah, that's good too.
Yes, maybe we have some lingering trauma.
Yep. That was good. I like how that scene played out.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. I had like a visual thing for when she said sister where it was like scratched out and it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Good visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Later, Hazuki leaves and Mio thinks to herself that she doesn't really know how to be part of a functioning family. She's only been ever part of like a dysfunctional family that was weird and crazy and abducted her. Elsewhere, Kyoka and his PI meet to try to figure out if there's any other Asubas running around. But as far as they can tell, it's only Mio's mother and they don't know of anybody else.
Well, it seemed like she was just the only one who actually used the Asuba name, which from what we're seeing now, it seems like a dangerous thing.
Seems like a bad idea.
Even if you, yeah, don't do that.
They're like acting like nobody knew this. You know what I mean? Like this is on the public record, but everyone's like, really?
Yeah.
How did we not know this? But it's like, are people not keeping track of this? It seems like important. It's one family. I mean, how hard could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she came from like another city or something.
I don't know. I bet maybe there's like a bunch of people running around with that name to try to like marry up, but they aren't actually legit.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
Oh. Totally,
I can see that
being the case too.
Yeah. The next day, Mio and Hazuki continue practicing. It's just them because Kyoka keeps staying at work late on account of the grave or whatever. At work, Kyoka receives an envoy from the interior. It's Glasses Guy from earlier. We know him. We learn his name is Arata, and he's dressed in Western clothes.
Arata.
Do you just have to be named Arata if
they
you have glasses?
They must wear glasses. Yeah.
Two shows in a row. He and Kyoka talk about the grave. Only 20% of the grotesqueries that have been contained so far. So Arata is asking Kyoka for help. We need the military's help to help contain the grotesqueries at the Capitol. I don't really understand how jurisdiction works, but we need to ask you to do this. But also he's kind of ordering him to do this. It's a little weird.
It's normally just stay in your lane kind of thing.
Yeah. Arata then clarifies that he's actually not an Interior Ministry employee. He's actually just a businessman who's like doing some negotiation work on their behalf. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I did some investigating on you, Kyoka. I heard you're getting engaged. Nice. But like, I don't know if marriage is really for me, you know? It kind of freaks me out a little bit. And Kyoka's like, yeah, cool, man. Anyway, I guess I'll help you out with this. I don't want to talk about my engagement with you.
Why do people, why do people keep bringing her up? Because everybody, it's all about her and they all know.
Yep. You know how it is.
I would just, if I was him, I'd just be like, anyone who mentions my marriage is a suspect and something. Everybody's after her.
Everybody's a suspect. Trust nobody, not even yourself.
Nope.
Later that night, Kyoka and his company head out to the grave to see what they can find. They find a guy passed out who they think was one of the people who unsealed the grave, but they can't interrogate him because he's unconscious. They speculate that they got attacked by grotesqueries, but don't know which one, And Tatsuichi, who's here, tries to dispel the curse, but it's too strong for him. In the forest, Kyoka and Ko get ambushed by some spirits that look like floating zombies that we saw earlier. Kyoka blasts them with a fireball, and he kills it, but he's like, well, this is going to be a problem if these things get loose in the capital, because like I can't just do that a million times, I don't think.
We saw what happened. Everything's made out of wood.
That's true. Fire's he can't be blasting them with fire.
Bad idea.
At the house, Mio is having her nightmares again, where she too is being attacked by these spirits. Eventually, she does wake up. Elsewhere, Arata looks at a cherry blossom tree and says things are finally coming together, and then an old man says that the awakening will be soon, and Arata agrees. The next day, Mio, Hazuki, and Yurie go into the city so Mio can practice her etiquette. Mio is really fatigued, so Hazuki and Yurie convince her to go home, and then a small child runs into Mio and knocks her bag down. She bends over to pick it up, but then she collapses when she starts standing up. She's about to fall when she's caught by Kyoka. But wait, that's not Kyoka, it's Arata! He's like, oh, hey, you're Mio, right? And then we cut to credits.
Freaking Arata's be going after our main ladies left and right.
That's right. Everybody wants
Mio.
You think
he, like, hired that kid to knock into her?
I have no idea. Also, like, in the scene, Hazuki and Yurie are gone. So this feels like it's some kind of weird trance.
Well, dude, I was going to say, yeah, something's up. Because we learned nothing. Don't leave her alone ever.
Nope. I mean, she wasn't even alone this time.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm excited to keep. I can't believe there's only four episodes left.
Four episodes.
It's not like there are more episodes than that we have at our disposal to watch. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like.
There's a whole season two.
It's the end for as long as we know. No.
But yeah. I do wonder, like, is this, like, how's the arc going to work, right? I mean, I guess they'll resolve.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it in terms of, like, if I only had this.
Yep. So Mio's got to go to a party.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Her debut into society.
Yeah. I like how this is turning up. Like, because it is kind of about her coming out of her shell and like interacting with people and doing stuff. And that's good. I like that. And Kyoka's cool.
She's going to be fighting off dudes left and right at this thing.
Yeah, maybe.
And then girl's going to be jealous. They're going to be like, look at him doting on her. Ooh, what if we run into some of his old fiancés there?
Ooh, that would be pretty good.
Maybe. Yeah.
So we're going to have to meet his parents. Who knows what that's going to be like?
I feel like we've only heard mention of the dad. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's no mom.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't seem to know how to treat a lady, so I'm assuming maybe he didn't see much interaction between the parents growing up.
Maybe.
And his sister was in some relationship that didn't work out, so I don't think he's had a lot of like relationship models to...
Yeah.
That can learn from.
Maybe explains why he's a little awkward. It's weird how like most of like the A and B plot, they're separated, right? Like Mio and Kyoka don't really interact that much in these episodes.
No.
Because they're off doing their own thing.
It feels inevitable that they are gonna, but it's like, when do we get to see that at
right.
what point?
So I would like to see more of them interacting in like a fun way. Because, like, they've been so formal up to this point, right? Which I guess is kind of the plot line of Mio is to loosen up.
Yep.
But I would like
to
see
them. Well, hanging out with his sister is a good start.
Yeah.
She knows how to cut loose.
For sure.
So hopefully she'll rub off on her. And, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good.
I'm excited for the next
What do we think the awakening is?
Maybe it's, like, some long predicted thing that they... Well, I don't know. Because you would think then they would have worked harder on being... prepare in advance for, because it seems like it's a dying practice to be doing the magic and having the forces, because you know we're told at the beginning that kind of like they haven't been as big, the grotesqueries haven't been a big issue as of late, or at least from the soldiers
the like consensus is that things are dying out, or that's like at least the feel. But the awakening, I mean, the Asuva is like entering people's dreams,
or maybe it's her awakening. Yeah, maybe
so.
It's...
The awakening is her. They want her to do something.
Maybe
probably.
There's some big bad that like has been sealed, and they need her to awaken this thing to set loose her. And
maybe
I don't know. She needs time for a training arc. She's got to learn how to use her powers.
Dude, imagine she goes to the training school that Koji's at.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. Well, she hasn't told a joke yet. She hasn't shot a beam. So we still haven't hit my milestones.
No.
But we're getting closer. I feel like we're closer to the joke than the laser beam, but who knows?
Yeah, I think so. I guess. Oh, it's such a short series.
There's a second season.
Where we're like, I know, but in my mind, for some reason, there's only one season, even though I know there's two.
It's going to be a third one.
A third one confirmed. I know. I don't know. Well, you said the was this based off a light novel? Whatever. That was only like, or the manga is only like five volumes or something.
Yeah. It's not super long.
It's short, right? Yeah.
But it's still coming out.
Oh, it's still coming out?
I thought so.
Oh, I thought it was done.
Let me see. I think they're still publishing it.
Okay. Never mind then.
Let me see. Yeah. They released a series since 2019. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Never mind then. Well.
The most recent light novel.
We have lots of time for her to become super cool.
Yeah, the most recent light novel was released on March 14th this year. And that was volume 9 of the novel. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I think it's still coming out.
We've got loads. Well, maybe I saw there's a really nice art book at my local Barnes & Noble for this. I'm like, I wonder if I should get that. I don't know. I'll need to see. Because sometimes the shoujo art, this one looks quite nice. The art in this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's looked good so far. Yeah. Like, there's been some stuff in some other episodes we haven't talked about. Like, when she was getting, like, tortured by her family, there was, like, a whole motif with, like, a mirror being cracked. And then, like, later she's with Kyoka and the mirror's all together. And it's, like, there's stuff going on that's really, like, visually cool about this show. And they do some like cinematography stuff. Like we talked about how it'll like, you know, we'll cut to like people's feet when they're walking around. We'll cut to like different angles where we're kind of like looking up at her from like a bottom kind of angle. I don't know what that's called. Camera angles. I don't know what any of them are called. But yeah, so I think it's a show that looks nice and has like a lot going on, like design wise, I feel like. And also not everybody, they don't wear the same outfits every time. And that's fun.
Yeah. We love that.
I mean, Azuki was kind of wearing the same outfits, but whatever.
She was. Well, and I guess he's got his uniform he wears a lot. And he's wearing this. Get him a different rope. Make him more rope things so they can match his outfits. The purple doesn't go with everything.
Yeah.
We see his hair down in this episode when he like wakes up in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
To see the flowing locks unleashed.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how this is like a little bit of a mystery in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like the B plot is like a mystery.
It's slow to show its cards, kind of.
Yeah. Hopefully. So,
yeah, we'll see what else is revealed.
It's a better plan than in the first arc where his plan was to steal Mio and then 1v1 the strongest guy ever. Hopefully it's better than that. I would like it if Kyoka got challenged in some meaningful way.
Yeah.
But that's,
I'd liked her to make a friend. Like, not just a person who works for her or is going to be related to her, but like, I want her to have a friend her age that like,
I wonder how women did hang out then. She should go to like a parlor
or
something.
Did a lot. Yeah go play some games. I wanted to get a little like pet. She needs a pet, a little mascot thing.
What would be a good pet for her?
Cat.
What about like a bird?
Yeah, a bird is the first thing that came to mind, but I was like, I don't know if birds were like
but this is a world of magic, Sarah.
No, that's true.
I think she should have something
like when she gets a shikigami, that's super cute.
I think she should have something like huge and ferocious that like really contrasts the fact that she is like so gentle and like soft. She should have a bear.
No, I feel like she needs something feline. I don't know. There's no like house crest or something of the kudos with some critter on it.
No, I don't think so.
No. Or like a little neighborhood kid that she dotes on or something would be nice.
Yeah. A couple more characters in the cast. I mean, you don't want the cast to get too big because there's only 12 episodes. And it feels like it's a reasonable size now, but it would be nice if there was something. Yeah, I agree. It would be nice if she had some connection to somebody that wasn't just tied to her husband.
Yeah, it was something more casual, not as formal, or like something just for the sake of companionship and not for some other purpose of, you know, learning lady lessons or this or that.
Right.
Yeah. or a new like a young maid to learn to take over so Yurie can freaking retire. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've warmed up to it.
Yes, I have. Maybe I'm just feeling nice today, but
I'm just feeling nice today. That's good.
I liked it the whole time.
I've been a true believer since the beginning. So there.
Not into it at first.
I like Cinderella.
Maze, when you work out, well, I watched these episodes while I was on the treadmill, so maybe I just was it endorphins that make you happy or whatever?
Yeah, it's working. Exercise.
Believing in it. Yeah, less of a crab. I'll go work out after this probably.
Oh, nice. Better than me.
I ran out of my free gym membership, so until I find a new one to bum off of, I'll just go to my crappy little gym here.
Cool.
But better than nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I go up the stairs and I won't get huffy puffy, you know?
Yeah. Unfazed. Always good.
Yeah. I have a date outdoors. I don't know what I'm doing yet. It's a surprise, but I'll be outdoors tomorrow. But luckily the sun sets early, because otherwise I'll just be like, oh my God, I'm dying under the sun. So
it sets early here. How happy will you be if the date is to climb a bunch of stairs and you're like, I've been training for this?
Yeah,
the perfect date for me.
Control. I was like flexing on the last just like,
yeah,
the Sarah's just showing off the muscles.
Hell yeah. You gotta win them over.
Yeah, with my strength.
Yeah,
who doesn't like a muscly lady?
That's true. Mio needs to start weightlifting.
She has such a fragile personality. She does. She should at least physically be more sturdy.
I mean, she did all that housework. She was
a waif of a person.
Yeah, she should be. She should be building some strength.
She's probably undernourished though. So
that's
she
true.
Be,
that's
yeah,
true.
Eat some more. Okay. Well.
All right. Well, what did we learn? Oh, rate and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Hey you, listening. Rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice. It really helps us out. Helps us build a listener base, helps people to find us via the algorithms that keep more and more are dominating our lives and turning everything you know and love into garbage. We need to appease them. And the best way to appease the algorithms is for you to leave us a 5-star rating. So please do that. And in addition to doing that, it would be nice if you told your friends and your family that you do like and are not evil. You're not evil family. Tell them about the podcast and about my happy marriage and being like, wasn't it great that magic isn't real? Because we could all be getting attacked by ash zombies and the emperor could have real magical powers. How much would that suck in real life if the emperor had real magical powers? That would be terrible because those guys suck. Every emperor who has ever lived was a piece of garbage, and I'm glad they don't have magical powers. You could quote me on that. Anyway. Tell your friends about this podcast. It's fun.
Yeah, we have fun making it.
Yeah, we're having a good time
and
we're getting pumped for this show. We're liking it quite a bit. Maybe we'll just roll right into season 2. Who knows? We got a plan for what we're gonna watch. We like doing these bonus episodes. You'll be listening to one of those soon if you listen to those. So good stuff coming at you from the Shoujo podcast.
Yep. So if we had a fandom, like our fans, our listeners, if our community had like a name, what would their name be? Are they like the Joes or what's our community name?
We don't have like any kind of motif to our show. You know what I mean? Like other podcasts I listen to sometimes do, right? Like Shoujo Sunday, the most podcast that is similar to what we're doing, theirs is all ice cream. So that makes sense because Sunday's in the name. We don't have that.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll have to come up with it. We need more bits in our show. This is the thing. Like right now, our biggest bit is, I just thought about this, dinosaurs. We should be talking about how they should add dinosaurs to every show. Do you think My Happy Marriage would be improved by adding a dinosaur? What if that was her pet?
Oh, that would be cute.
A dinosaur.
No, I'm sick of dinosaurs after all these Jurassic bonus episodes.
My friendship is over with dinosaurs. We got to find a new thing.
Need a break.
All right. We need to come up with a motif. Listener, if you have a motif for us, you should leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or in Spotify saying what kind of creature or motif we should have and rebrand the entire show around it, except we probably won't do that, but it might be fun. We do bits sometimes. Do we have any reoccurring bits?
Yeah, the Creed.
Creed. That's true.
Listening to Creed.
We need to figure out what Mio listens to. What do we think Mio is listening to on her old-timey records?
Concrete Angel by, what's her name? Martina McBride or what? The saddest song I know.
Yeah.
It's literally her theme song.
What if she just listens to pop music? Because it's like, you know, when you're sad, you want to listen to upbeat stuff.
Is that true? Oh, I like to wallow, I think. I like if I'm in a bad mood, I'm just fully embracing it.
Do you think, well, Mio kind of, she doesn't wallow that much.
She's listening to like Billie Eilish or something.
Mm.
Like slow.
Yeah, she's like, Billie Eilish whispers just like me.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Nah, we know she's listening to like orchestral music or something.
Mm.
She just okay. Plays the planets
what
on repeat.
What did we learn, Joe?
But she skips over Jupiter because it's too much. What?
What? What are you talking about?
The planets. What? You know, Holst, you know these. So you've heard these songs before. You've definitely heard Jupiter. You've probably heard Mercury.
I've heard of drops of Jupiter.
Or Mars.
By Train.
I don't think she's listening to, I mean, maybe. You think she'd like Train? Nah.
Meet
Virginia.
West Virginia or whatever that's. Meet Virginia. Have you watched the show Raising Hope?
No.
I like that show. That song makes me think of that.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Funny.
We'll have to figure it out.
What'd we learn, Joe? What'd we learn?
What did we learn? What did we learn?
You can't just wear a dress and expect to know how to walk all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's not like you've been doing it your whole life.
That's
you must
true.
Learn.
Mm-hmm.
A new
silverware is kind of hard to use if you've never used it, I guess. That's not really good. Come on, there's got to be something else, right?
Weeds are flowers too.
Yeah, weeds are flowers. Even if it only blooms for one day, it's still cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like women who bloom for one day.
Yeah. Once you're not young, you're out.
Yeah.
In the dumpster. That's
no, that's, we didn't learn that. Then. That's not what we learned. That's bad.
We're trying to unlearn. Okay.
Instead of hiring a teacher, you should just get your sister to do it for free.
Yeah, I like that. I'm all about not paying for things.
Yeah,
if you don't have to.
Take your training slow. Set a deadline for yourself. If you're gonna like try to get good at a skill, you should set a deadline. You know, a couple months in advance, and then like take it slowly. Right? You could do your little outing.
Well, I do like the idea of having a reason that you're getting good at something for.
Yeah.
Rather than just aimless goal. Yep.
That's good. And if you're teaching someone something, you can push them a little bit, but don't be too hard. You know, let them go at their pace. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We learned something because this is an educational podcast.
An education. That's
you're
right.
Welcome, everyone.
Yep. That's what we learned.
Put it to practice.
Uh-huh. You should always desecrate the grave. You should always unleash the horrors of the grave upon the populace, because apparently it's not that hard and nobody can stop you. Well, I'm going to go right now and take all of the nuclear waste and bring it out of those bunkers. I'm going. That's the modern equivalent of opening the grave is me taking out all those toxic waste buckets and saying, here they are.
I do want a debrief on what your mom thinks of the show. If she was like, poor Mio, or if she was like, and she was like, Sarah's a monster. I thought I liked her. Now I'm questioning her humanity.
That's right. She's questioning your humanity based on your takes on this TV show.
Oh, God.
A thing normal people
do. I have been quite ruthless.
Nah.
Okay.
That's been good.
All right.
See you later, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.
Bye.